Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
I got a charge on my bank card. It's for electronic, extraordinary electronics. I don't even know what that is. And the only thing that I used my card for was for a DeWalt, $2. And then a few days later, I'm getting charged $67.32.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
Zip code 30536.
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
Threesome Bagwell.
What's the last name, ma'am?
Do what now, ma'am?
What's your last name?
Bagwell, BAGWELL.
No, not pulling up in here. Okay.
I may have to get my card and look it up that way. I know in the past I've had to do that. False fraudulating things. Didn't want to have to go to the bank on this.
I'm not putting up. Could it be in another name, like a spouse name or something?
Jerry Lancaster.
Okay, it might be. Let me see. Let me see. Okay.
You finding anything?
Jerry go by, do he go by another name?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, let me see.
Has it got a different name?
Oh no, I was just trying to see. Okay, I think. Okay, ma'am, could you verify that shipping address?
If it was any shipping address, it should have been 192 Adventure Trail, LJ, Georgia 30536.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. And it's the email jerrylancaster47@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much for the information. Just give me a moment. My system is loading.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so how can I help you today?
With that 67.32, because the only $2 was supposed to have been paid, and they took out 67.32, and that cost me $36 because it overdrawn my checking account.
Okay, ma'am. It comes with, I do see that charge on December the 6th for the $67.32. And the
Yeah, that's
reason, yes, ma'am.
the
And
reason is why.
the reason is because on the second, the reason why you have that charge is because it goes back to the first initial charge that was made on the account was on December the 2nd, where you paid $5.74 for a drill. These,
it was supposed to be in, yeah, it was supposed to be in $2.
Well, it's showing.
$2.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am, it's showing on here. And I don't know, were you aware of the terms and the conditions, but this drill comes with a membership.
Yes, no, ma'am. It did not say, it did not say anything about no membership or nothing. It said only pay $2.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying, but I'm just reading. Hold on. Let me see. Can I find it?
I guess I'm going to have to go to the bank and get the bank to get it back then.
What kind of drill was it? Let me see something.
A DeWalt. But it was supposed to be more than one drill because they were doing some kind of promo because they're going out of business.
Yes, ma'am. It's two. I'm looking at it. Yes, ma'am. It's a set. It's a drill set. It's a nice. But I'm looking at it right here. What's wrong? I believe included but not limited to Samsung Galaxy. What you have no first version of Samsung Galaxy. Sign up for the best. Yes, ma'am. It's saying on here. Remember to read the terms and conditions. Yep, yes, ma'am. It's terms and conditions that comes with this. Hold on. Welcome, bonus. You will be seeing you. And with this grill, you get $125 gift card to the Consumers Gadget Club. Yes, ma'am. This is like a membership.
Yeah, we didn't do no membership. We wasn't supposed to do no membership because this place is going out of business. It was DeWalt Company. It was advertised. Unless somebody's doing some false shit bullshit.
Yes, ma'am. So you didn't win. You did not win. So that's why.
No, we didn't do no chances on no winning. It said that you pay this and this is what you get.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying, but on your end, it probably told you something different, but I'm just going to only tell you what I see on my screen, that was a sweepstakes entry to win the drill, the DeWalt drill set, which is I see it comes with two in a set. Yes, ma'am.
I guess this company's it's doing a lot of different things, and it's taking a lot of people's money because this is the second time. First time it was done on Walmart. Said Walmart was advertising, and they charged me the regular fee, and then they come back days later and charge another fee.
Okay, ma'am. Let me.
And I got my money back on that. I guess I'm going to have to get the bank to get my money back on this and maybe see if anybody can find out how to press charges against these people.
Well, ma'am, I'm just asking, if you thought it was some type of scam, why put your important information in? And if you thought it was some type of scam, it's not a scam. You just have to, everything comes with terms and conditions, and you have to read the fine print, the fine print, and a lot of people don't want to read it. They overlook it. But it's stated.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. It's stated in here. I'm not trying to act mean or anything, but it's.
I know you're not,
like,
honey.
I'm just explaining, but when you know, when it tells you, you agree to pay, and it has a little box where it says, I agree to pay the $5.74 or whatever the shipping may be to win this. And if I don't win after 2 days, I will be charged this amount of price. Yes, ma'am. And this is what's going on with your account.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. So did you want to continue with this, or did you want it to cancel? What did you want me to do on the account?
Yes, I want it canceled. If I got to cancel it, cancel it, because they better not take nothing else out of my checking account.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. Let me.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a cancellation. I'm okay?
Okay. Let me get me a pen. All right.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize for whatever the ad said, the misunderstanding. I apologize for that.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I mean, I know it's not your fault, honey. You just work for the company. You're just trying to make a living like everybody else.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. No, I do apologize, like I said, for that. Hold on. I can offer you at least, well, I can offer you half of your money back, half of the $67.32, and cancel out everything so you won't have any other charges. Is that okay?
That would be great, ma'am. That would be great.
Okay.
Because like I said, I'm already going to have to pay $36, you know, for it being overdraft.
Okay. Did you try Amazon? They have some different types of nice drones.
No, ma'am, I haven't. I'm about too scared to do anything online anymore. I've had to pay out a lot of money just for bull crap like this.
And I'm so sorry, ma'am. I really am. I'm so sorry. Just next time when you see something and this is, sometime it might be an ad pop up on Facebook or Instagram, or you might see a code and they telling you you won. Because think about it. If they got something for you, if you want anything, why would they want your credit card information?
Yeah, right.
Yes, ma'am. Think about it. Just next time. And don't feel bad, ma'am, because it didn't happen to me. It didn't happen to my family member. You're not the only one.
Okay.
So don't beat yourself up about it.
Okay.
So you should receive that $33.50 back in 3 to 5 business days. And ask your bank, in the meantime, just ask your bank to stop the payment so you won't have any more overdraft because they stopped the payment.
Okay.
Because you don't want them to keep running and then that overdraft keep building up.
Now, I think they went ahead and paid it.
Okay.
But they're just charging me an overdraft too, you know, with $36.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't have all the money in the bank.
Okay. And I do apologize for that.
You're fine.
Okay. So do you have anything to write down for your cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
So you shouldn't worry about any more charges. I assure you of that.
Okay.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263-083-682-613.
613.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And for future reference, if you see anything that's offering you something free, just don't do it, because I received something in my email the other day saying I had won something and it was from Walmart. I didn't even get involved with it, but 9 times out of 10, if you kind of think something is a scam, if you won something, why would they want your information? Don't do it.
Okay.
Just don't do it, because you're gonna have unexpected charges.
Okay.
And
I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am, and I thank you for what's your name again?
Teresa.
Oh, I thank you so much, Teresa, for calling in, and you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And you do the same, sweetheart.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.